Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation, Sam Crowley. It is Eclipse Day. Woo! Everybody's going crazy. Got a couple thoughts on Eclipse Day. It's August 21st, 2017. I am not going to talk about the eclipse at all, except for just a couple of, you know, stupid comments. But I always have stupid comments on the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day Saturday show. Hey, it's August 21, 2017. For the first time in 38 years, we've got a solar eclipse, and the world is going nuts. I'm actually recording this at 1:16 p.m., and in about an hour, I think we're going to have peak viewing time. I don't even know what that means. Don't stare at the sun. Don't know what that means, because I don't stare at the sun anyway. I can't look at the sun. I don't know if you can. I cannot look at the sun directly unless it's behind clouds without burning my face off, so I'm not going to look anyway. It doesn't matter if there's an eclipse or not. What's really ridiculous is that I saw Bonnie Tyler being interviewed more than scientists today. And she's the lady that wrote Total Eclipse of the Heart about 95 years ago. And because she has the words total eclipse in a song, she's more relevant than a scientist. Complete madness. And so, yeah, that's cool. And I've got, you know, just this wild thing, man. So much going on online. You know, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Who would have thought? Total Eclipse of the Heart. Hear the song now on the radio all day. I feel like I should be standing against the wall like the dudes in Weird Science giggling to myself while girls slow dance with other guys and I go home alone. Because that's what that song reminds me of. Let's slow it down now, everybody. Time for a slow dance. And every guy picks a girl or a girl picks a guy. And yours truly with his Converse high tops, his high water jeans, his stupid looking polo shirt stands against the wall and giggles to himself with his buddies about all the girls that we could have picked up that we didn't. And then we go home, grab pizza, and go home alone. So there you go. That was basically my whole high school career summed up in 30 seconds right there. So let's talk about chasing bubbles that burst. That's actually the title of this show, Chasing the Bubbles That Burst. I want to have work in this whole eclipse thing of people saying, I'm going to watch the eclipse. Okay, well, that's cool, man. You put your life on hold for 90 minutes. I'm going to try to watch it with my daughters because they're young and they're, like, really super excited. We don't have eclipse classes. So somebody put a note out there on Facebook that you can actually view it through the selfie mode of your phone. That's pretty cool. So put your phone on selfie mode and watch it through your phone, I guess, and all that good stuff. And so, bubbles that burst. What's a bubble that bursts? The first thing that comes to my mind always, every time, is money. If you're chasing anything because of the money, then it's going to burst, whether it's short-term or long-term. Think about it. Think of every Ponzi scheme. Think of Bernie Madoff. Think of every crazy MLM that you ever joined. Anything like that. When you joined it for the money, the bubble burst eventually. Didn't it? I think myself, Empower Network a few years ago, I actually loved Empower Network. Those of you that were on that ride with me back at the latter part of 2012 into 2013, it was a multi-level marketing. It's actually pretty cool. I had a great idea because it was a $25 buy-in registration. And then you got a chance to be on all the Monday night motivation calls. You worked on my team, which I was really into the people on my team. I just enjoyed the personality types, not the whiners. I always had a motto, even now as a coach, you can lean on me, but you can't whine on me, okay? But I wasn't chasing a bubble that burst, but I knew the bubble was going to burst. It always does. And I told everybody that came on board my team, by the way, I'm not interested in multi-level marketing or network marketing, at least at this time. All right, nothing wrong with it, just not my thing right now. And so I just want to stop the recruiting madness that seems to come when I ever even utter the words MLM or network marketing. I'm a big fan when people that do it the right way do it the right way and promote it the right way. Some people ruin it, man, for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, they just, they're so obnoxious in their recruiting efforts, and they're just right in your face. And they ruin it for the people that really do know how to build a team the right way. But Empower Network was a bubble that burst, and it had its moment. It had its time. I got involved because I love the $25 easy to buy in, and at the higher levels, you got a chance to work with people in different programs. But the reason I mention that, anybody that joined just for the money, it was a losing proposition. It was a sinking ship. If you join to network, to build relationships, of course, make some money as well. But to really try to build something, that was cool. Because whether Empower Network stuck around at all, it didn't matter. The point was you were using and learning concepts, and you were using tools that you would use, autoresponders, landing pages, blogging, all of that stuff, for many years to come in your business. So if you're chasing something that's got money, that bubble is going to burst if it's only built on the money. You're chasing fame, you're putting your pride in there, that bubble's going to burst, man. I'm telling you everything I've done wrong. I chased anything, whenever I chased anything that had to do with the fame, the bubble burst, okay? Speaking gigs, people promising, oh my God, you get into this game, let me warn you. Well, first of all, let me just say something really awesome. Speaking is a great career. It is an awesome career, my God. You get to travel the world, speak on stages in front of hundreds and thousands of people who give you standing ovations, and they just soak up your information like a sponge, and you're adding just so much value to their lives. It's great for that hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, however long you're on stage. That's awesome. You know what's not awesome? A promoter who promises you the world and 5,000 people in an arena, and there's 50 when you show up. Oh, yeah, we just had a tough time getting the butts and seats. A tough time? A tough time getting butts and seats would be like 4,000 people here. You said 5. 50? Really? That's like saying, hey, we're expecting a little rain today, maybe a drizzle, and Hurricane Katrina hits, okay? That's a big difference, okay? So, again, you put yourself, oh, my God, I'll be on stage in front of 5,000 people. My life's going to change. You think you put you in the center of the picture. Whenever you're putting you in the center of the picture, you can't see it, man. You can't. When you're in the picture, you can't see the frame. You can't see the whole thing because you got to offset that with, what if there's only 50 people at this event? Would I still do it with the same amount of passion? Would I still bring my A game? And the answer's got to be yes. Whether if you quit your job, do you go do something else for the money, or do you go do it because you want to build a career? You know, so many people leave the corporate job or the blue-collar job and go chase their dream, which is great. It's the whole premise by which every day of Saturday is even built upon. But they don't think of a career, meaning they'll give 40 years to the employer. The employer's going to kick their backside every single day, dock them pay if they're not there on time, not give them 2 weeks and a floating holiday and maybe a sick day. Maybe you can watch the eclipse today if you ask your boss, I could take a late lunch. All that crazy stuff. They'll do that for 40 years. Won't bat an eye because that's what everybody else is doing. But they won't give their own dream, their own career, time to mature. Say 5 years, man. Give it 5 years. You got to be able to be in this game for 5 years. Some people can't be in it for 5 days. Well, didn't work. Sent an email out. Nobody bought. Sent my virtual speaking kit in my industry. I sent a PDF, a bunch of videos. Nobody watched them. Nobody hired me. Well, that's it. Back to the job. What? What? Then you didn't go. You're not trying to build a real business. You got this push-button BS stuff floating around in your head like this is the way it's going to do it. Look, the most successful people I know, including all of my coaching students, find success when they stay in the game. And they're willing to make a career out of this thing. This is especially your product. Now, if you're an affiliate and you're promoting things, like I mentioned, Empower Network, or maybe you're on ClickBank or Commission Junction or JVZoo, and you're promoting the next launch, that's great. That's fine. But you got to understand, that's a whole different business model, meaning you're just pushing somebody else's product. You don't offer any of the support. They do, okay? You don't have any of the chargebacks. They do. You're not on the hook for creating any products. They create the products. All you need to do is drive traffic to a page with your unique link and get paid, which is a great business. But understand, that's not your business. You're never going to own that, all right? And you're going to churn and burn that list after a while because people are going to understand, wow, geez, I don't want to buy any more products. I kind of want to just know what makes you tick, you know? What's going on in your mind? that's not a real business, okay? That's not your business. That's somebody else's business. If you're building your business, listen to me. Don't chase bubbles that burst. Get in this thing for the long term. If you're going to blog, blog every day. It's only 500 words. Good Lord. Write 100 words an hour. After 5 hours, you've got your blog. I mean, 100 words is nothing. It's nothing. If you're going to blog, blog every day. If you're going to podcast, podcast every day. You're going to be a YouTuber, YouTuber every day. When you get started to create what? Oh, my God, don't get me started. Don't. You know what's coming. The Big M, Uncle Mo, momentum. Don't even get, I can't even get started. I mean, we're already now probably close to the 10-minute mark on this show. I'm not even going to mention the word momentum because if I do, I'm going to spontaneously combust because that word, when you say that word around me, I get so jacked up, man. I almost jumped out of my shoes, right? I just almost jumped out of my freaking shoes right now because I heard the word momentum. That's what the word momentum does for me. What's it do for you? Do you want momentum in your life? Then stay in your business and treat it like a real business, like it's a career, like you incorporated. You've just incorporated yourself. Would you give your boss all your best? Of course you would. Why? Because you don't want to get fired. Well, hell, don't get fired from your own job. I know a lot of people that hate their boss and they're self-employed. Come on, don't chase those bubbles at birth. Don't do it for the money. The money's fine. You'll get paid. Don't worry. Uncle Sammy tells you, you're going to get paid. Don't worry about it. But make sure you're doing it because you love to do it. Because if you don't love to do it, man, the minute you run into adversity, you're going to get taken out and say, ah, this sucks. I don't want to do this anymore. Ah, I don't know. No, man, every day is Saturday. You love what you do. You do what you love. You get paid. The money will follow. I promise you. But there's very few people like you that want to create that brand from what's in your mind, that intellectual property, man. Get after it in a big way. And if you happen to be around the eclipse today, watch it. I don't even know if this podcast is going to be available by the time the eclipse happens. Hell, we'll catch you in another 38 years. Because you know what? I'm going to be 38 years. I'm going to be 77 years old. Am I? No, 87. Math wasn't my strong suit. I'm going to be 87 years old in the next eclipse, baby. And I'm still going to be podcasting like every day Saturday.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.